Hello, you are listening to The Burnt Breakfast on RDU 98.5 FM. Welcome back to the show. Now, as you would have known, observed for quite a while now, Rhythm and Alps Music Festival is a great supporter of my show, and I'm a great supporter of them. Such a beautiful music festival. Anyway, I've had the pleasure of talking to a number of musicians playing that festival, and right now I am very lucky to have on the line with me doing a back-to-back set with each other. I have Airwolf Paradise and Torren Foote on the line with me. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Very, yeah. Very early down here in Melbourne.
I know. Sorry I've dragged you up so goddamn early. Just talk about music and all that shit. Sorry. No, I'm kidding. How's Melbourne going? How's Melbourne?
I was just saying to Torren just then, it's pretty grim for some reason. It's so rainy and crappy for some reason. But other than that, it's pretty good.
Well, okay,
the weekend was good.
Yeah, that's something. Now, first of all, Rhythm and Alps, have you guys ever played there before?
No, I haven't. I don't even think I've ever been to either of the Rhythm and the Vines or Alps before.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I've done Auckland a couple of times and absolutely loved it, but yeah, never to the South Island. So very, very excited.
Wow. Okay, a few firsts here for you guys. You're gonna love it. I think you're really going to enjoy it. Although that I'm incredibly biased and I have no evidence to say you will, but I promise you will. So tell me a little bit about you guys. I mean, one would assume you guys go back to back because your styles complement each other, or how did that kind of come about? Have you guys been friends for a long time or what?
Yeah, Torren, you go first and then
me and Justin go way back. We've worked together in a number of capacities. Jazzy's a really a great videographer and photographer and an amazing producer and DJ, and just through everything we've played a lot of sets together because we're often on the road together, and our styles are sort of very much complement each other. I think we come in and out of each other really well, so we started doing back-to-backs earlier in the year. I think we did one impromptu one that was just like crazy, and from that point, like, our manager was like, let's start doing this more often, this is fun. And yeah, the whole year we've just been doing a heap of parties together and having a ball.
Yeah, I think it's besides us doing our separate sets, it's like a fun outlet for both of us to like mash up. Like, I can play some more records that's a bit more things that I wouldn't normally play, and I think the same thing from Torren's end of things, he can play things that wouldn't normally be sitting in his set. And it's just like a fun little outlet, really, and us to have some fun. It's a bit of that, really.
Sure.
Yeah, right, of course. So you guys are fairly well known here, particularly in Christchurch, where there's quite a large kind of DJ scene going on. But for those who kind of aren't really familiar with your styles, how would you describe them?
I think separately, like, I think my style's probably a little bit higher energy than maybe Torren's. Torren's is probably, I'm speaking for you, Torren, but yours is a bit more cool, groove, house. Just like, Torren's is locked into a groove. He's cool. Mine's like, I'm trying to just make you sweat, you know what I mean? And that's where I think, yeah, the differences come together good.
For sure. When we go back to back, it's like almost a battle. It's like, Jazzy's trying to go harder, cooler. And so we just land in this really good pocket where like the energy's high but the groove is cool. Yeah, you'll see.
Yeah, right. Damn, that sounds hot as fuck. I'm excited. this is gonna be awesome. So What's going on in Melbourne at the moment? What's kind of like the music scene there?
It's pumping, to be honest. we on the weekend we supported our good friend Dom Dollar at the Sydney My Music Bowl Friday and Saturday.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was absolutely wild. And just seeing the whole city come out for that weekend and just people dancing in the stalls and having a good time, it was like, yeah, this is our city.
All right, okay. And are you bringing kind of some of the popular music influences now? Are they coming with you to R&A?
Yeah, I think for us, like, to be honest, like, we're a bit pumped to play a little bit of D&B at the end of the set. Not gonna lie, we never really get to play them.
God.
I've got a playlist of my favorite, like, five songs that I never, ever get to play. They've just been sitting on my USB stick for about 10 years. And I'm like, all right. Dust off the cobwebs on this playlist.
Fuck, you sound so excited. I don't want to break you down like that. Real cool, man. Yeah, you bring him. Yeah, sweet. I'm really excited to see you guys play. And you're like the first set kind of 2024. You start at, I think, like 12:30 or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever done a countdown? Why aren't you doing the countdown? Did they not let you do that?
I've done a few countdowns before. For me personally, they're either a hit or a miss. Sometimes I stuff it up. Sometimes they go great. That's my personal experience.
That would be my fear with it, though, is screwing it up. I couldn't take the pressure, I don't think.
Yeah, it's a bit like that.
Well, guys...
The whole event ended...
Oh, no. What, the whole event just ended immediately when you did the countdown?
The whole event just hinges on you counting from 10 to 1.
Oh, it does, yeah. Hinges, not ended, sorry. bloody Australian accents. No, I'm kidding. yeah, I guess it sort of does. Anyway, you guys have a good set time, I'd argue. Really, you're going to get when people are pumped that kind of, yeah, that post-New Year's countdown window. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I am so excited to see your set. You guys are gonna kill it, and you're gonna love R&A as well. It's like actually really pretty. It's very nice. It's very scenic. You get a great sunset. I don't know if that's something you look for in a music festival, but you do. So, thank you so much for joining me today, guys. Have a fantastic day, and we'll see you not that far away, really. We're how many days out? 10?
Oh, no. 2 weeks, isn't it?
Oh, no, 2 weeks, yeah.
2 weeks away, yeah. Mental. All right. It's going to be amazing. Thank you so much for having us, mate. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great day.
Thank you so much.